This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Saudi Aramco started its initial public offering on Sunday, 7 weeks after crippling attacks on its oil facilities. Reuters' David Doyle has more.
Saudi Arabia kick-started an initial public offering of the world's largest oil company on Sunday, 3 years after a listing of Saudi Aramco was first flagged, and just 7 weeks after crippling attacks on its oil facilities. The IPO will be split into two tranches, one each for institutional and individual investors. Sources say Aramco could offer 1 to 2% of its shares, raising as much as $20 billion to $40 billion. The company is valued by bankers and company insiders at around $1.5 trillion, 50% more than the world's most valuable listed companies, Microsoft and Apple.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Anti-government protesters in Iraq's capital have shut down key roads. Schools and government offices were also closed in Baghdad and other Iraqi cities on Sunday. It was the start of the work week in the Muslim-majority country. The demonstrators are demanding change in the country's political system. The protests, which began a month ago, have increased in size in recent days, with demonstrators defying security forces that have killed scores of people. In Beirut, thousands of people turned out Sunday to show their support for Lebanon's president. The demonstration was held near the presidential palace in southeastern Beirut. The show of support for the country's president is in direct contrast to the protests demanding a complete overhaul of Lebanon's sectarian-based politics. And tens of thousands of Islamists at a protest camp in Pakistan's capital are awaiting a deadline set by their leader calling for the prime minister to resign. You're listening to VOA News.